This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Omicron is spreading in Colorado and could soon be the dominant strain. Dr. Michelle Barron, who is head of infectious disease at UC Health, says the new variant in combination with the holiday could spell disaster.
People are traveling, people are gathering, everybody's over the whole concept of, you know, that it exists. It's anticipated we'll see a big surge in cases, probably mid-January.
Staying home if you feel even mildly sick, getting boosted, and wearing a mask in public indoor places can all limit the spread of COVID-19 and help keep hospitals from being overloaded. State health officials are urging families to catch up on routine childhood immunizations. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The pandemic set back childhood and adolescent immunization rates. Now the state is trying to get those rates back up. The number of doses given from March through October was down 7% from the same period in 2019. The health department's Heather Roth says doctor's offices, health clinics, and others can give the shots.
Our healthcare system's ready. It's in a good place for people to feel comfortable bringing their kids in for well care and regular vaccines. That's safe to do so.
She urges parents, reach out to your provider to find out if your child is due for a well child visit and ask if it's time for routine vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A campaign finance complaint against Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser will move forward. Today, the Secretary of State's office found it to be non-frivolous. The allegations claim Weiser failed to report the true cost of a fundraiser he held during a conference in Hawaii. The Attorney General has 10 days to update his disclosure forms or provide evidence to dispute the claims, which Weiser says are false. This is CPR News and KRCC.